This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
What? What's the difference between a mugger and the Internal Revenue Service? Well, the mugger will take your money, as will the Internal Revenue Service, but the IRS will make you fill out forms.
Oh.
And Chad P.
They've digitized everything too much. Send the Sheriff of Nottingham with a little bag of sack of coins.
Class is in.
As Benjamin Franklin once said, there is nothing certain in life except death, taxes, and rock school.
Ben Franklin said rock school?
Yeah, Ben Franklin said rock school.
Well, I'll take death.
What a great American. He knew the show was coming up years ago. I'm Joe Burns, a professor in the Communication Department, Southeastern Louisiana University. You are?
Today I'll be referred to as Nephew P.
Nephew P. Why nephew?
Because this show's for my Uncle Sam.
Oh, I got it. Your Uncle Sam. A former meat packer, by the way, if I'm not mistaken. Uncle Sam was actually originally a meat packer. There was an Uncle Sam. I don't remember where I heard that, but I'm almost positive he was a meat packer. Mm. Today, Thursday, the day this show at least runs on this radio station, is
Tax Day,
April 15th. Are you done? Have you done your taxes already?
No.
Haven't you really?
No.
I do them every year. It's the reason to have children. They are the greatest little two-legged deductions that
you
have
right.
ever come around.
I dressed my son in a baby onesie when he was born that said tax deduction. Absolutely. No, actually, this is the day that the show airs, but we taped it on Monday.
Yeah.
So as of Monday, I'm getting my stuff to the CPA today.
You have a CPA?
I have to. My wife is a realtor. I can't keep up with all those deductions and itemizations and all that stuff.
We actually used one this year as well because this is the year that my daughter's adoption became final.
Yep.
So we had to take that massive adoption deduction. Mm-hmm. So we did pretty well this year, and that's the reason we sort of did it early so we could get that massive deduction, get that big check back, and you know, do some fun stuff with it like pay bills.
Yeah, right.
According to the Tax Policy Center, this year, roughly 47% of Americans will pay no federal income tax. Either they will pay no tax or they will get money back. So only 53% will actually cut a check to the government.
Well, hello. Yep. I'm 53%.
Yep. And what are those 53% is, Chad? And they will all sing the song by Ray Charles, Man, I'm Busted. Rock School.
My bills are all due and the baby needs shoes and I'm busted. Cotton is down to a quarter of a pound.
There's a great Ray Charles. Oh, man, I am busted. Hey, Chad,
busted what?
What's the difference between a mugger and the Internal Revenue Service? Yeah, little joke to start us off.
Nothing, I don't think.
Well, the mugger will take your money, as will the Internal Revenue Service, but the IRS will make you fill out forms.
Oh.
According to, again, the International Committee for Pulling Numbers Completely Out of Their Head, tree taxing, it says here, nearly 300,000 trees annually are cut down in order to produce the amount of paper required for the IRS forms and instructions.
See? You're killing the planet, IRS.
That's right.
Come on, man.
Now, your CPA, you say you go to CPA.
Yeah.
Do you do paper returns or do you do e-file? Have you gone green?
Paper.
Paper. He sends in paper?
Yeah.
I was good you said that. 21% of all paper returns that are sent in have errors.
What?
21%. And normally the errors are in the favor of the IRS.
Hold on.
Yeah.
My CPA on the phone here.
0.05 of e-returns because the computer you do it on checks it.
Right.
Less than 1% of all e-file returns have errors.
You know, I'd like to apologize up front to my, you know, my CPA listens to this show.
Does he?
Oh, he's probably sweating buckshots right
now.
No,
he's right. I'm sure he's right. You're not, you can't be part of the 21% because he wouldn't do that to you.
No, not at all.
I wouldn't do that to you. Yes, I would. Johnny Paycheck. He's got a good one. It's called Me and the IRS. You ever think we play Johnny Paycheck on this show?
No.
It's a good one. I had to actually bleep out three curse words, thus it belongs on the show. Mm. Me and the IRS from the 1978 album Armed and Crazy. Rock School.
Well, you can tell them boys at the IRS, this old boy, hell, I've had enough. Where the big man rakes it. Buzzing beer for the next 100 years.
This is Johnny Paycheck on Rock School. We talk about the IRS and tax day. Hopefully you are done with yours. I'm done with mine. Chad is still...
I'll be done. By the time this show makes air, I'll be done.
Okay. You know what we used to do?
What?
When I was in radio, on the 15th of April, we would go to... My radio stations would go to the local post offices, which would always stay open till midnight.
Yeah.
So they could stamp the thing, of course, and get it in on time. We would hand out slow pokes.
What?
Do you remember slow pokes?
No.
I think down here in the South, they call them sugar babies.
Oh!
It's a,
okay.
Yeah, it's a, like a big piece of caramel on a stick.
Yes, yes,
up
yes.
Up north, they're called slow pokes.
Well,
so we would hand out little slow pokes up there, and we thought that was kind of cute.
That's not a bad idea.
It costs the IRS $2.45 for every $100 in taxes that they actually collect.
So... Well, I don't feel sorry for them.
You know, I got a refund this year.
Uh-huh.
Do you get refunds every year?
I haven't gotten a refund since I got married.
Well, you're doing it correctly then.
Why?
You're doing it correctly. I got an aunt that goes nuts every year because she is so happy. I got a huge refund. I got about like $4,000 every year. And I keep telling her, that's really dumb. Because what you're doing, this is the way it was explained to me. If you're getting back a big refund, you're overpaying the government.
It's true.
And the government does not pay you interest. What you should do is, if you really want that $4,000, is figure out what $4,000 is divided by 12 and put that money in a bank.
Mm-hmm.
At least the bank's going to give you a little bit of interest.
It's true.
And she says, oh, it's the only way I can save money. I don't have any, you know, fiscal responsibility. I'll just spend it.
Well, that's ridiculous. What?
And she knows big giant words like that. So, you know, if you're doing that, you're basically giving the money to somebody who's going to use it, who will give it back to you, but with no interest.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. You should go to your place of business and have them take out, I guess, less money or more money, but you should make it so that come tax time, you actually pay a little bit.
Yeah.
So you don't just simply give money away and then them give it back to you and say, yo, here's your money. And then people are happy about it.
When I was single in college,
yeah,
it was so easy and it was like exciting. You say, oh, I get to fill out this little piece of paper called a 1040EZ.
Which is the worst form to fill out.
And I'll get a check.
It's the worst form to 1040EZ is the worst form to fill out. It's easiest, but it also ensures that you pay the highest amount of tax.
Uh-huh.
Yep. According to the Robert Cray Band, they all have the 1040 blues. Here it is on Rock School.
Worry, you betcha. Discouraged, I don't know. Every time I see a 1040, out of my pocket it goes. There's
Robert Cray from the album Shame and Sin, which, by the way, was only available on iTunes as far as I know. I mean, I did a real search for some of these that had 1040 in them and I found that one on iTunes. Good tune. Robert Cray Band. You were talking about paying and not paying and all of that. According to the IRS, and again, this group of people who pull numbers, you know, out of places where the sun don't shine.
Right.
It says here that every year, close to 1 million people overpay their taxes on purpose.
Why?
Because they apparently think it's going to stop them from getting audited.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Oh, no, there's dumber things, but this is for this show. This may very well win the dumbest thing.
Are
like,
you
if they
serious?
Owe $50, they'll pay $150. What kills me...
That's like giving them a tip.
Exactly. What kills me is that the government keeps it.
Well, why wouldn't they? I'd keep it.
If it says on the piece of paper that you owe $50 and you send in $150, shouldn't the government go, oh... Dummy.
Here's your change.
Here's your $100 back.
No.
They keep it.
No, I would cut it off at dummy. I would look at it and go, dummy.
And they put it into some kind of slush fund, and it goes into whatever.
Mm-hmm. I would open up that envelope. Let's see. It was $50, $150, and I'd call my wife and say, where you want to go eat tonight?
Dumb as a bag of hammers. All right. Here, which, by the way, I believe in 2010 is a deduction, if I'm not mistaken. Here's the one everybody expects on any tax show. Here's the Beatles.
Taxman.
Taxman. Rock School.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me.
This is Rock School, and I can give you 1,040 good reasons to hate this day. It's tax day here
ask
at Rock
question.
School. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay,
good.
So you say that your wife is a salesperson.
She is.
As am I. So she has to look at the odometer on the car whenever she gets ready to go. She writes off a certain portion of the mileage.
Her company gives her a special little booklet that is made for her company.
Right.
That has everyday mileage and this and that and all. She has them from 4 years back.
Because she's using a personal vehicle for company. Purposes,
no,
right?
It's her company vehicle, but she has to keep all the information anyway.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yes.
A door-to-door salesman.
Yeah.
Can he write off his shoes?
Oh, we're getting into this concept of what's a deduction and what's not a deduction.
Because I know people that just get ridiculous with their deduction. I write off a certain portion of my cell phone bills.
Why?
Because I have my personal cell phone number. The station does not give me a company cell phone.
Yeah.
I have a personal cell phone, and I have that number on my business cards because I'm a salesperson.
Well, see,
I'm out in the field a lot.
You ever get audited, you're going to get crushed.
No, I keep everything.
Good.
I keep everything.
They're going to want to see every phone call.
And I could show it to them. Seriously.
Okay.
Like, that's one thing I love about my wife is that we've got a booklet full of receipts and bills and invoices that's thicker than the Guinness Book of World Records.
That's an odd thing to love about your wife.
It's, you know what?
Yeah. See, my wife and I are the same way. We give stuff to Goodwill every year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are not pack rats by any. You'll never see us on Hoarders, you know? We get rid of stuff constantly.
And you leave a paper trail, right?
A tremendous paper trail. Yeah. She writes every single thing down to the last pair of kids' underwear.
That's cool, though.
Because a lot of people just get that little slip from Goodwill and they write, oh, we gave $1,027.
Right.
If they ever get audited, they're going to get crushed.
No, I believe in being organized like that, but like you wear glasses.
I do.
You teach college courses.
I good.
To
should
say,
my
to,
should my glasses
to
be...
say that you had to go to the eye doctor to get your prescription changed is a tax write-off because you need to see the kids? Come on.
Yeah.
That's a bit taking it too far.
I agree, but there are people that do that.
I know.
That's what throws up the red flag.
Yeah.
And I have been audited 3 times.
Have you now?
3 times because my wife and I owned a business selling art.
I remember that.
And the moment you open a business, wham, you know, here you go. Everything got audited. Now, we came out the other end of the 3 audits with no trouble whatsoever.
That's good.
But man, you find out what a efficient, the IRS is fantastic at money coming in, but money going the other way.
Yeah.
No, there's only one way for money to go out, but money coming in, man, they are wow. They know what I'm talking about at KLSU. They do. Who else knows what I'm talking about?
The good people of Shreveport who always pay their taxes on time. They listen to KSCL.
Yes, they do. And iTunes. iTunes is the thing that doesn't pay taxes, and I can't come up with anything clever. Went to the well with the little jokes in it, pulled up the little bucket. Nothing. Yeah. Back with more tax songs and jokes and stuff in a minute. Rock School.
And speaking of the wonderful affiliates and all the people that listen to us via podcast, we just got another email from a loyal listener in Dallas. Let me make a small personal plea to everyone who sends us show topics and suggestions and little funny tidbits.
Yes.
If you listen to this show, don't send me tax tricks or do you know that you can? I don't want to hear them. I don't like discussing taxes with the exception of this topic. So do not email me any tax tricks.
True. When I walked in the door today, he said, what are we talking about today? And I went, taxes. And I could hear his eyes roll. So here's Billy Joel. You know what I want?
What?
I want the easy money right here. Rock School. That's the innocent man himself, Billy Joel, here on Rock School as we talk about taxes. Quick break at the bottom of the hour. You wanted to ask me about getting audited.
Yeah, what's it like getting audited?
Unpleasant.
I bet.
Yeah.
Like, what do they do? They send you a thing in the mail. You are being audited.
Exactly that. We got a very large envelope, larger than normal, with the white and green lettering on the front. And you open it up, and it's obviously computer-generated, and it tells you who to contact, and we contacted them. It tells you everything, the reason you're getting audited. And my reason for getting audited was because I was being paid two different ways for working for another company.
Uh-huh.
One was a certain kind of income and one was another kind of income. And my reporting of it wasn't quite equal to my other company's reporting of it. And what dragged mine on so long was because I contacted one IRS agency and it was another IRS agency that was dealing with it,
mm-hmm.
and they weren't communicating with each other. And by the time, it really wasn't a whole lot of money. This was just the first one.
Mm-hmm.
It really wasn't a whole lot of money we were dealing with, but by the time that it got taken care of, which was, I mean, a year later.
Wow.
The taxes and penalty had taken the original amount of money and blown it up to almost 2.5 times its original amount.
Ooh.
So when it finally got taken care of and the letter was in my hand, which I still possess, by the way, I still have it. When it finally said this, you know, case number blah, 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 has been taken care of, it had gone from let's just say the original number was 5.
Right.
It had gone all the way up to 22.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. It piles up faster than you can believe. And this whole thing about, it'll get taken care of. Oh, no, you can't sleep at night.
Yeah.
You can't sleep at night. And once that one was taken care of, my wife and I went on a vacation.
Yeah.
When we came back, I mean, literally walking in the door, looking at the mail that the little girl next door who was taking care of the cats, there's another one.
No,
and I wanted to fall on my sword. Welcome to the bottom of the hour. Let's do 7 days and 70 seconds. Monday, April 12th through Sunday, April 18th. Chad has Monday. Go.
All right. Back in 1990 on April 12th, the godfather of soul, James Brown, became the godfather of cell block 6. Served jail time in South Carolina for 15 months for aggravated assault and then was released.
Yeah, not good. 30 years ago, Tuesday, April 13th, after 3,883 performances on Broadway, the theater goes dark on Grease. I saw it.
Did you now?
Yes, I did.
1955, in April of 14, the iconic single Ain't That a Shame from Fats Domino was released.
5 years ago on 2005, April 15th, happy tax day, rapper DMX is arrested on charges of driving with a suspended license and causing a three-car collision in the Bronx, New York.
April 16th, 20 years ago in 1990, 72,000 music fans gather at London's Wembley Stadium for support of the anti-apartheid movement and enjoy 5.5 hours of live music. 50% of those 72,000 were CPAs.
50 years ago, April 17th, popular recording artist Eddie Cochran dies while on tour in a car accident at age 21 outside of London, England. And 35 years ago, in 1975, Vincent Price hosts an Alice Cooper TV special called Welcome to My Nightmare, the making of a record album during prime time.
Perfect. Who else could host an Alice Cooper hour? You got to get Vincent Price.
I love it, Vincent. We are dealing with taxes, and let's go to one which is an answer song put together by Cheap Trick, an answer song to Taxman by the Beatles. This is called Taxman, Mr. Thief, back from 1977. It's The Trick. Rock School. They go Cheap Trick, Tax Man. By the way, a man who was about to have a heart transplant was offered two hearts Did you know about hear about this?
No.
Yeah.
Where is this going?
He was offered the choice of either a 26-year-old marathon runner's heart or the heart of a 62-year-old IRS agent. He took the heart of the IRS agent because he said it had never been used.
Whoa.
Thank you very much.
Hey.
Hey. Now, you were telling me earlier that you had never been audited, but...
It's a scary, scary feeling. My wife is paranoid about getting audited. We did get a thing in the mail one time when I, this before she became self-employed, and we didn't have to worry about all these deductions and itemized items. Yeah, stuff. I did it online. I had a small part-time job, which generated a W-2 that for some reason or another got lost in the shuffle, and it didn't get reported.
Mm-hmm.
We went through and filed and did everything. I think we got a very small refund. And about a year later, we got a letter in the mail from the IRS that said, our records and your records don't match. We show that you worked this job and got paid, and according to what we know, you owe us $1,200.
And you just paid it, didn't you?
You can dispute this, and we can investigate, or you can pay us $1,200. Well, I knew. I went, oh, you're such an idiot. I can't believe I forgot to...
And what kills me about
W-2,
that,
so I paid it. Yeah,
what kills me about it, it's happened to me as well before I was married. Mm-hmm. I just got something in the mail. You owe us another $400. Okay. And you pay it. You don't even think twice. But what's funny is if you had disputed that,
mm-hmm.
as far as I know, while you were disputing it, I think penalties and such would have started to accrue.
Oh, probably so, yeah.
And you'd have had to pay a CPA to mm-hmm. dispute it, because what are you going to do? You know, what, I was like a 21-year-old little jerk. What am I going to do? I don't know it. You know, now, do you have any proof? No, but I don't.
Now, while all that's going on, if I pay those penalties and then it turns out that it closes in my favor.
Oh, the whole thing just goes away.
Well, did they pay me back?
No, of course not.
Well, that's just,
No. No, after, again, I've been audited 3 times. Maybe it took 4 years for all 3 of them to die.
Mm-hmm.
And with the cost I had to pay my CPA and all that kind of stuff, no, I get none of that back. All I got was a nice little piece of paper saying, done. I got nailed. It wasn't an audit per se, but closing out some kind of investment that I had.
Hmm.
And I overpaid something, and the CPA had to take care of it. And it took me like $150 to get it taken care of with the IRS. The IRS didn't give me that money back.
Dude, I'm telling you, if you work for the IRS, you better put hurricane shutters and bulletproof glass on your house, because you are not a liked person.
Money changes everything. Cindy Lauper, Rock School. Oh my goodness. I'm thinking back over all the times that I have had trouble with the IRS. My life has not gone smoothly with the IRS. At least I didn't cheat on purpose. Dig this.
What?
The Social Security number, 07805-1120, is the most misused Social Security number ever on taxes.
What?
Okay, here's how it happened. There was a fake Social Security card put in the wallets sold at Woolworth's department store in 1938. The problem was it was a real number. It belonged to the manufacturer's secretary, Hilda Witcher.
Poor Hilda.
Poor Hilda. They proclaimed, people all just proclaimed, well, I thought it was my Social Security card, Over that year, over 40,000 people used that Social Security number to put in their taxes.
There's a bag of hammers smiling somewhere.
Well, you got to think to yourself, why on earth would you put a real Social Security number on a fake card? Why wouldn't you make the number 349, sign for boron, smiley face, upside down question mark? Make it so if the person used it, it would be easy to find. Or just all zeros.
Wow.
Dumb. They pay taxes in Spain. Radio Universidad Salamanca, Spain knows what it is.
That's
I wonder what their tax day is.
The E-N-A-S-A.
That's true.
WBSD in Burlington, Wisconsin. You get taxed too.
That's right. But not as much because they're good people up there.
Yeah.
And
they
catch a break. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, it's Wisconsin's year to not pay as much tax this year.
Well, that's cool.
That's right. Louisiana's next year. Back in a minute. Rock School. This is Rock School as we talk about one of the hated days out of the year. It's actually a holiday, by the way.
A holiday?
Tax day holiday, ladies and gentlemen.
For those in the biz.
Yeah.
You know, this show's a lot more fun than I originally anticipated.
You're just upset over taxes. People really give it too much power. You have to do it.
You do.
And if you set yourself up correctly, as I said earlier in the show, where you just know you're going to pay a little bit, you know, or if you're like my aunt who just exists for that, you know, yay, I get to buy a TV. It's April 15th. You know, I guess that's okay.
Yeah.
I really wish that it was so digitized, like you talked about, that when you filed it, you received your return immediately.
Yeah,
now,
cool.
I know a lot of these places say we'll give you a return immediately, but they take a hefty percentage for doing it. So that's not really good.
They've digitized everything too much. It's all modernized and everything. Just go back to simple ways. Send the sheriff of Nottingham to your house with a little bag of sack of coins on
three lions down the front. Yeah. From the website Fun Fast Tax Facts, the word tax comes from the Latin taxo, which means I estimate.
I do estimate.
By law, income tax is still denoted as voluntary.
Voluntary.
Right, Wesley Snipes? voluntarily walked into jail, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
And in 1916, Congress, this is fun, deleted the word lawful from the word income, making illegal income taxable.
So if illegal income.
So if they catch you stealing,
you get taxed,
they can take
on
a section of
you
it.
You mean I got to pay taxes on my drug money?
That's right. The money you're getting from selling it down on the corner.
That's awesome.
That means you got money for nothing.
Yeah. Huh? And chicks for free.
Dire Straits. Rock School. This is Rock School. We got time for a couple little short songs and just a few more fun tax facts for you. By the way, the average refunded amount is $2,073.
Cool.
Yeah, that's not cool. You shouldn't get a refund. You shouldn't. I have spoken. You say you have a CPA?
I do.
60% of people hire a professional to do their taxes.
Well, yeah.
60%. You say you don't like all the deductions?
I don't.
Guess how many different deductions you can take according to the 2009 taxes?
Over 10,000.
No, 526.
Oh, cool.
There are 526 different ways to find deductions.
Man.
Furthermore, which is bigger? The tax army, made up of people who will do accounting, lawyers, computer experts, anyone who's involved in doing taxes in the United States, or the army in Iraq and Afghanistan combined? Which is bigger?
It's a trick question. It's the tax army.
It is. It takes almost 1.2 million people to do taxes in this country, which is six times the people who are bravely fighting over in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, yeah.
That's insane.
I'll take on Iraqis and Afghans, but I won't take on these numbers and percentages. Why is that
crazy?
Funny?
Nick, just the overall statement.
Okay.
Here's Barrett Strong. You know what I want?
What?
Money. That's what I want. Rock School. Okay, running short on time, we're going to end on Spinal Tap.
Make
Give
it
me
quick.
Some
I
money.
Go.
Yeah, get your taxes done.
Got to get to the post office.
All right, one more quick one. Did you hear Chuck Norris got audited?
Are you serious? We doing Chuck Norris jokes now?
Yeah, we're going to finish on one.
Yeah, I heard he got audited.
Yeah, he did. What he did is he took a picture of himself about to throw a roundhouse kick and send it back to the IRS.
And guess what?
Chuck Norris has never paid taxes.
Never.
I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Class is dismissed.